Good morning, everyone. Today is March 14th, Gimel Nisan, and we are holding here in Siman Tofnun Gimel, Dine Achitim Utchinosim L'Matzos, Halachas of the wheat and the grinding process for the matzah. We are in Sif Katan Ches, which corresponds to Sif Aleph. The Mechaber, once again, just to read the words on top to remind us what we're talking about, tells us, Eilu Dvarim Shiyotzin Behemi Dei Chayves Matzah. There are certain requirements that a person has to meet in order to fulfill the obligation of the matzah on Pesach. What are these requirements? You have to make the matzah specifically out of bechitim, the se'irim, the kusmin, the shibol shual, the shifayin, the different five grains. V'haminig likach lechatchila chitim. Avoloi be'ayres, u'shamini kitnius. We said the minig is to take the wheat first, Page Mem Zayin, and Simon Tafnun Gimel. And then he tells us, we should not use oires, we should not use rice, ushami, nikitnius, and other type of legumes. According to the Mechaber, who was Svardi, that they can make food out of kitnius, as we discussed yesterday. Now the Ramah continues, v'yesh oisrim, the Ramah says that the minhag is to be machmer and not to have kidneys. I just want to point out that he says the minhag is to be machmer. As you mentioned, the Rav Joel said that he knew a chaplain that in Korea they had no choice but to allow kidneys. As well, as I mentioned to you, I was reading to Remain a Jew, that he permitted also kidneys. Why am I saying this now? Because in halacha, one of the first concepts that we have to understand is to define, is this a minog? Is it a derabanan? Is it a daraisa? Is it, what level is it of a derabanan? Everything has to be understood and defined. So here he tells us it's a minog to be machmir. Ve'ein l'shanes, and one should not deviate. Miyu, however, still in the Ramah, poshid ein oisim b'di'eved, im naflu toich ha'tavshil, if it falls inside the food, these kidneys, we will not aser b'di'eved. Now, that's what we're up to now in the Mishnah Rura, Sif Kadn Ches, which corresponds to number 8 in the English edition. Im naflu, di'beho lo'y nagu l'hachmer. In this regards, if you have something fall, a kidneys fall into the food, the meaning is not to be machmer. However, if you find the grain, the kidneys, the bean, you see it, so you have to remove it. Unless it's not discernible. If you cannot see it, so then you cannot remove it, and we're saying it's not a problem. It falls, toich atav shel sifkot and tes, in the Mishnah Rura, umayrishi yesh al kopanim roi baheter. We're talking about, of course, a case where the majority of the food is heter, is not kidneys. Dim loy kein, loy mikri taruvus klal. Because if the majority of this food is not kosher Pesach food, then we don't call it a mixture. Vavi ko'oichel tavshil mikidneys atzma. And then it's just a person's eating a bowl of kidneys, a bowl of beans. So the case we're talking about when we're saying that if a bean falls into your food, it's not a concern, is when your food is, a majority of the food is kosher Pesach food, and then you have that bean which you cannot find that kidneys in it, and then we're saying it's baltu beroiv, so it's not a problem. But if you find a whole, I'll take a question in a second, if you find a whole, you have a bunch of it, then it's not called a taruvis, it's not a mixture of the beans. Yes. Sif katan yud. The Ramah continues and says, you could also light a light with the shman, the oils that are made from these kidneys. But what does this mean in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud? Even if you moisten them beforehand with water, in regards to the five grains, if a person moistens them beforehand, they become chametzdik. In regards to the kidneys, they won't necessarily, they just become a little moistened. It's a some of the, as we learn later on, the next few pages, we'll see they used to do this, moisten it first. Mikomokum shari v'leinago isura el b'achila v'loy b'hana. So the Mishterura is telling us that what's the chumra in regards to kidneys? The chumra is one point only. Cannot eat it. Can I sell it to make money? Can I feed it to my animal? You can do all of that. It's not aser bahana. It's aser to eat. Well, the minig is not to eat it. I don't want to use the word aser. The minig is not to eat it for b'nei Ashkenaz. Sif konyer aleph. Veinon oisrin, says the Rama, im naflu soich hatavshil, that if you have this type of light, the shmonim, the oils that were turned into some type of light fixture, if it drips into your food, it's not a problem. Ratzalayma shein sarich ledakdek litlois haner shel shemen b'makom rachuk min hashulchan mishum chashash shem yinateif al hashulchan. You do not have to be concerned that you don't want this light to drip, the oil to drip into your food, and therefore to hang that light away from the table. Now we have to remind ourselves, once again, like we said yesterday, I believe, the light, the candlelight, the oil light, this was their source of seeing at night. They didn't have the light switch to flip on. So it would make sense to put the candles and the oils right by the table. You want to see your food. Here, question is, should we be concerned that it's made out of these legumes, the beans, and we're saying we shouldn't eat them? So what happens if it drips into the food? It's not a problem. That's what he's saying. He says, Mishum, the afilo nitef ein lesser, even if it drips, we're not going to aser it. In this case, loinagu lahachmer, the minig is not to be machmer. Came of orbidaki moisha. The Daiki Moshe says that's the minhag. Who is the Daiki Moshe? As we learned in the past, is the Rama. The Rama in his parish on the tour is called the Daiki Moshe. The Messiah Oid Sham, the Daiki Moshe continues over there, concludes over there. Now, Afilo Kosshu Oison Hashum Shemin, She Oison Mehen Hashemin, Bimachteshes She Koschin Shom Chometz. What's the case? Even if you crush up the sesame, right? We're just having some chalva before, right? So, if you crush up the sesame, she'oisin meyhem hashemen, that you make the oil from, with a grinder, the same grinder that you use to crush up the chametz. Nami les lanba. There's also no concern that maybe there is chametz in the... Right there, perfect seat. Well, there's also no concern that maybe there is chametz in it with the oils. That normally the oils are fine because they're just kidneys. So now maybe page memazine. So now maybe it's a problem because there's some chametz there. It's not a concern, not a problem. What's the reason why it's not a problem? V'hatam, two lines from the bottom of the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Because even if a little amount of that chametz would be mixed up with this kidneyous oil that they're using for the lighting, it also, it's before Pesach, we're saying it's batel b'shishim. And don't be concerned and say that these oils receive a taste from the chametz when it was crushed up. The hatsoinein ain't maflit mavliya, because if it's cold, the halacha is cold does not absorb and cold does not give off taste, and we're discussing cold over here. Miyu, however, calls the b'shemen shumshemin. Does it make a difference if I use, and we're talking now sesame oil or olive oil? And the answer is yes, it does. It makes a difference. Why? Because shemen shumshemin chadoimash einam charif. Sesame oil, it's not a sharp food. Av b'shemen zayis, olive oil, in kosash hazeisim b'kli, if you crush up the olives in a vessel, shelosu suboy v'chadoyme, that it was moistened and soaked in it, with the chametz, what's chametz also, bevadai niklat boy tam, turning the page, chametz. It definitely absorbed the taste of chametz. Why? Why is this? Aren't we discussing cold? We are discussing cold because we've learned the ha zayis hu charif, because the olive is sharp. And a davar charif, the sharp food of it, the potency of it, is able to take out that taste of that chametz which is in that bowl. As we learned earlier in Sivches, in Tafim Zayin Sivches, of a davar charif, amrinan, we say, agav duchko dechsishas hamachteshes nesenes tam bezeisim. Because of the pressure, the word duchko is the pressure. Like when you take a knife and you cut the onion, so you push down on the knife. That's the duchko, the sakina is the knife. So here you're pushing down, you're crushing up the olives. Nesenes tam bezeisim, it gives the taste in the olives. You don't have 60 times of the olives opposite the taste of the chametz. That's why Valkain, b'shem zayis, in regards to crushing the olives to make that oil, l'kuli amot sarich lezor shaloi litlois haner b'karav l'shulchan shaloi yatif al minei maichol. So, in regards to a person making olive oil, and he's going to use this olive oil for his lighting to see in his house. In this case, if he's crushing it up in the same type of bowl that he crushed up chametz throughout the year, he should make sure not to hang that candelabra over his table, because if some oil or some of this drips down into his food, then we have a problem. Now, to use it as a light is not a problem, but if it drips down into the food, that would be a problem. The Rama then says on the top of the page, "V'chein muter lahashoyis mina kidneys bebayis." As we said, what is forbidden with regards to legumes and beans and kidneys? Not that the minig Ashkenaz is not to eat the kidneys, but to keep it in your house. Not that's not a problem. It's not a din of chametz where we had to get rid of the chametz out of the house. Says the Mishnah Rusef Katan Yud Beis, first wide line. You're allowed to keep the kidneys in your possession. Even if water falls on these kidneys. Plenty of space right over here. By other tvua, other grains, it's usur to keep them in your house. In regards to Bahal loy gazrina, and in this case we did not make a gzeira, the loy kiblu alayu rak lesser achilasan, because the minig is only to forbid the eating of the legumes, but not keeping it in your house, and even if water got in contact with it. V'hu adin, the mutar lehanes mihen, like we said earlier, you are permitted to derive benefit from it as well. I don't know if animals like to eat these beans, but I don't know. Sometimes dogs eat anything, right? Okay. Sif Konyad Gimel. He says, V'zero aklizo v'enis alender einon mine kitnius umotor lo'ochlom b'pesach kein nearly. The Rama concludes that these different types of seeds are not kitnius, and therefore they do not fall into the category of this whole discussion. I'm not going to discuss it now, but just like people ask me, or the question is this quinoa. Can I have my quinoa on Pesach? What's the story with quinoa? Quinoa. You know. Then I have my other students up the block. They, how about seaweed? Can I have the seaweed? Who wants to eat seaweed? It's not nothing better to eat. I mean, seaweed. They have to have their sushi. There's the seaweed. So anyway. So here the question is, what's the story with these other types of zera, akliza, v'chule, v'chule? He says it's not kidneys, so it's not a problem at all. Siv kotin yet gimel, mikol mokoim, tzvichim bediko, shelo yis'ari behen echad mechamishi minim. Now, even though these types of seeds are not kidneys, one still is required to check and make sure that they did not give it. that none of the five grains got mixed up with these seeds. Okay, and therefore, yesh oimrim, therefore, there are those that say, detoiv lahachmir, shaloi lechol enis v'kimmel ad yoim ha'achrein, ki i'ef shor levarim yofe, ayim etaz v'chok yachol b'zeh. So, there are those that say that one should not eat this kimmel, the enis and kimmel, okay, caraway seed, okay, but he's saying here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that these caraway and coriander, these seeds, are not kidneys, but they should be checked. And how, so it's therefore, it's best to be machmir not to eat them until the last day of Pesach, which is only the Rabbanan. Why? Ki efshar levarim yofe, because it's difficult to clean them out and discern them from an actual seed, or the actual grain, which we want to refrain from. Let's continue now in Sif Beis. So, just literally a sentence or two on the Chazara before Sif Beis, which we'd like to do, is basically, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Pesach, it has to be made from one of the five grains. Echad mechamishas mini dagon, of the chitim, the so'irim, the kusmin, shibul shual, or the shifoin. The best one to use is the chitim. And then we have the mechaber that says kidneys are not a problem. The ramah b'nei ashkenazai, kidneys are problematic, and to avoid them. Okay, let's now see Sif Beis in the mechaber. Ha'oisa isa min achitim min ha'oiris. One who makes dough from wheat, chitim, and from rice, from the oires, im yeshba tam dagon, if it has a taste of grain, yoytzei boi yedei chavos v'pesach, then one can fulfill his obligation of eating matzah on Pesach. So, grain with rice. So, Rabbi Mechoel here is very concerned. We just said that you should not be using, the Mechaber over here said, oires is not good. Is that what's bothering you? Good, it should bother you. Okay. Because the Mishnah Berurah will clarify this difficulty. What's the difficulty? Let's explain. If you look in the previous page, it says, avoloi ba'oiris, you should not use rice to make matzah. And now over here we're saying, ha'isa, isa, min achitim, ba'oiris, one who makes matzah from the achitim, ba'oiris, if it has a taste of dagon, it's good. No, I don't think so. Yeah, but it's a good attempt. Okay, good. Sifkod Yudalit, he said, deals with it head on. He says like this. Mashma nafilu ein beisa shir chitim shiyehei kezayis bechdei achilas pras gam ken yoytzei bo kishoich kezayis meisa. He says as follows. It's mashma from the words that comes out from the words of the Mechaber that even if a person eats this dough, this mixture now of chitim, that you have ein beisa, you don't have an isa a shir chitim kedei achilas pras. Kezayis bechdei achilas pras means that you have a kezayis, which is the size of an olive, not our olives, but much larger. It's machlok, it's 3 eggs worth or 4 eggs worth between Rashi, I think, and the Rambam. A pras is a part of a bread, part of a loaf of bread. So what we're saying here is that even if you eat this matzah that does not have in it a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Let's say, for example, I have over here, do some visual so Shmuel can see as well. Here is my, you see this? Okay, all there is draw a circle, nothing major. Okay? Matzah, exactly. So, this is my matzah. Okay, it's more of an oval, not a circle, but that's my artistic skills here. Now, if a kezayis bechdei achilas pras of chita means that the majority of it, or a large part of it, will have chitim, wheat, all over it. Then, when I eat something like this, in the shear, in the time frame of, we'll call it 2 to 9 minutes, perhaps, different opinions, then I have fulfilled my obligation of eating matzah. However, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that. Mishnah Berurah is saying, even if these circles here, these lines, are the majority of it is the rice, So I'm not going to eat a majority of, because I don't want to say the majority. I'm not going to eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras of loaf of bread. Let's say the minority, the little amount here, is where the chitim is, in the mixture. It's still good. Why is that? So we'll see an interesting explanation to why that's still fine, why it still works. He says, Gam ken yoytzi ba b'kisho oichel kezayis min isa. When you eat a kezayis of this dough, once again, is a combination of chitim and oiris, you still fulfill your mitzvah of matzah and Pesach. Afa pisha ikir bay hu ha'oiris. Even though we said the majority, the main part of this dough is the rice, flour. Uva'oiris eini yoytzi mishu matzah kidal'el. And in regards to the rice, we said in Sif Aleph, you cannot fulfill your obligation. So how come over here it's not a problem? Shaini hacha. This case is different. Kevin shemuchubarim biyachad. Since the rice and the wheat are connected. So therefore what? He explains. Teva ha'oireis, the nature of this rice is Lihyois nigror achar hachitim kishem is chameitz hachitim is chameitz gam ha'oireis. Ulohachi dinik hachitim. The rice by itself is not machmetz, does not ferment. Let me just want to finish the sentence and then we'll take your point. Okay, thank you. The rice itself does not ferment, which is a problem because in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, the product has to be able to ferment. However, if I take the rice flour and the wheat flour and I have the two together, now it has that chemical capability of fermenting. The rice, the oiris itself, because it's mixed with the wheat flour, now it can ferment, and even though the minority is the chitim, the wheat, it's still permissible. That's what he says here, that the lahachi din kechitim has a status of chitim. Now, once again, this is all in the mechaber. This is all in the mechaber who's saying that the oireis, according to the Sfardim, it can be used. Let's continue here. He says, "V'chol ze b'chitim v'oiris." All of this is by chitim v'oiris, wheat and rice. Avol im eirav kamach chitim, im kamach doichin. But if one combines the kamach chitim, the wheat flour, im kamach doichin, with the flour of other grains, v'chai gavna. Oyim Erev, or another scenario, Kemach Shel Shar Mine Dagon, the flour of the other four species, the Shbula Shual, the oats, the barley, the rye, Im Kemach Oireis, or if you combine the oats, the barley, with the rice, V'asmi Mena Matzah, and you make matzah out of it, Eino Yoytze Ba'idei Chivasa B'Sheyesh Ba'atam Dagon, you still will not fulfill your Chiv of Matzah, because when do we say the rice will work with another grain? That's with wheat. But if it's with something else, it will not ferment. It will not work. I just wonder, we're running out of time. I just want to make sure we finish this first, and then we'll take the questions. Tell me, ask me afterwards, please. Ela im kein yesh ba kemach dogon, unless there's enough sheyei kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Unless in this case you will have enough wheat, enough barley or oats or spelt with the rice, there will be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So you'll have enough barley, let's say, which will be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, like in our matzah picture. Okay, the hainu shebechol pras umenu yehei ba kezayis mikemach dagon. That in every pras, every portion of it, you will have a kezayis of a type of grain. Shebeshir kazeh hashvin and kol ha'isa kula kedogan. In such a scenario, we'll view every single dough as grain as opposed to the rice. V'yoytzei yidei chayvasa igvesh oichel kazeis menisa, and you will fulfill your mitzvah of matzah when you eat such a type of matzah. He just says, next to 3.5 lines, let's try to do before Rabbi Weiss walks in, with Mishnah Yashir, he says, he's more machmer now. He says like this, V'yesh oimreim sha'afilo b'chitin, v'oireis, ein yoitzin dechavosei matzo, ella b'sheyesh chitin b'oireis. You know what? Maybe we're going to, I don't want to rush through this last part, we'll stop here for today, and then we'll pick this up tomorrow, Mr. Shem, right here at the last point. We'll review. Okay, stop here.